Like, I'm assuming this is a nightly rental. It's something that we have heard from tons of, I mean, and every legal argument and everything else that we've heard. So we're going to make a decision on the classification issue, but the value, the appraised value, we're just trying to nail down. Is sure. that something you're good with?
Yes.
Okay. And I want to hear from the assessor on the 277. Do you know if a card went out on the second one? Do you know if a second card?
There was two cards because the one that we've got a copy of here says 515, and we know one went out for 521. So there's two cards.
And okay, I have 521.
Sure. But the card...
Okay,
but
thank you.
But whether they're different is another question. But on this card that I'm looking at, they're still split, residential, commercial.
Okay,
they're
but
still in that
let's first just deal with, is the appraised value on the card that you show went out the 255,320? Both of them. Okay. I would make a motion that we reduce the appraised value to what's on our card, which is 255,320, and table the classification issue until we make a decision on the whole in Tama County.
Second.
We have a motion. We have a second. All in favor state aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion stands. Thank you for sharing with us that that's a 221. We're going to go through. Here's what we're basically going to do. We're going.
She's got multiple properties, right?
Yeah. There's multiple properties here.
And other people she's here for.
Yeah, and that's fine. These cards. And, you know, the one that went out on the 15th, the card that went out on the 15th, we verified with Valerie Buds here, is the same card that went out on the 21st, which is the lower assessed amount or appraised amount than what we actually have than what the county actually has. So two cards went out with this old, or I don't know, it's not old because it's new.
It's a new value based on the factor increase.
Yeah.
So, but not, you were reappraising and trying to go and do more of them.
One more time, the one that went out on the 21st came from DIVCO in Tennessee. They were actually given data a week before. Anything with a different date was run after the DIVCO data got their information. So whatever change was made, that's when I ran more cards to make sure people got the new notice. So okay. The first card, in any case, no matter what the number is actually going to be the 21st, because that's what DIVCO had. Anything with any other dates, even if it says the 15th or something, that's going to be where we changed something and a card got generated.
But still, the same value
was
on
fine.
The card
that's
on
fine.
The 255, right?
That's fine, but I'm just trying to clarify.
Okay.
That 21st card, the one that says May 21st, it's going to be the very beginning, the very first data that would have been generated, even though the date looks funky, but because they didn't mail them for a full week. They put it in the system.
Right, and how we're looking at these cards is we want to make sure that the taxpayer is able to appeal the amount that they were
and
given and what they've given notice of.
Okay? I agree, yeah.
So... And just as a follow-up to that, how did it get increased after that?
Because they were still doing evaluations of the data, so the card went out, and then you continued to do assessments.
Right. We didn't close the office down when the cards went out. We had to keep working.
Okay.
And so anything that came after that, like I was just starting to run cards, so on the 15th would have been the first cards that I ran that were supposedly the differences that showed up.
Some people got notice and some people didn't.
Right.
And the people that didn't get notice were not going to.
Were there any cards that went out after June 15th?
Yeah, but I think those would have been from new construction stuff. I'll have to look. I don't believe so because I had a June 15th deadline for sending them out.
All right, we're gonna circle back to like on a broad scale on the cards because we just have you before us. Again, my concern is all the people that got these cards thinking this is their value when after they got their card saying, oh, maybe I can live with 255 versus 245. Anyway, but they didn't know it was 277. So that we're going to circle back around to it, but we're going to take care of Tyann in this regard. And
The next one is 329, which is Tyann Marsick.
Marsick.
Yes. This is Tyann right here.
Oh, your Tyann.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's Valerie. This is Tyann.
Okay, but you said you had a neighbor too. I'm sorry. I thought.
Yeah, neighbors and my cousin.
Okay.
Awesome.
So you tell me which property's next.
205 Lakefront Drive.
Yours.
Perfect. That one's
yours.
Mine.
205 Lakefront Drive.
I am not good with the number on my card. It went up by over $120,000. And I don't know what new number you have in front of you either.
Well, what's your number?
This says last year 243,840. This year 364,440.
Okay, what kind of property is this?
Oh wait, it gets worse. The real valuation that the county has you on for is 406,890.
What property is this?
It's in Chateau Cove.
Right, but that one.
It's Knightley Rental Lodge.
Yes.
From that to that. Was there an addition? Or?
Nope.
The 243 was a occupancy value probably.
Oh, was it? So was it based on like she was there half the year?
Yep.
Okay. Are you? So when those were built, right?
Mm-hmm.
Not built right. Built, correct. You were like, say, you got occupancy in June.
Mm-hmm.
You got your taxes, and would it be half, Kenny, or a percentage? It would be a percentage of the year because January to whatever.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't taxed. So the real valuation wasn't 243,840.
Okay.
Okay, so for that first year, because you're coming into a new construction on that. Although, well, anyway, so then last year you were on for 363,440, and it jumped, no.
Excuse me.
So we don't have... We didn't have a full year on there. The valuation that you have for 2021 is 363,440, which would be the first quote unquote full year that you have.
Where's he getting 363?
At 364,440.
Sorry, 360.
4,440.
And we know that's jump. But obviously, because it was half a year, you got the last time. Is the value of 364,440? Do you have anything to indicate that that's not a market value for your property, or is not under the market value of your property?
No, I don't.
Okay.
So,
so they went up the index increase for the full year, and so that's below 14%. So that's where her 406,890 is coming from.
I guess I don't, I mean, again, that we had a valuation, a full valuation for 2021, and then it went up again, but.
Apparently it got valued after it became for a full year, and then the index increase, she's saying she didn't get that
right.
Card.
Okay.
I don't understand that.
I'm going to make a motion that we.
What's that, Kenny?
I don't understand why the cards are off because I moved this property to 100% commercial in September.
Okay, this is one of those large vacation lodges, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to make a motion that we the assessed value would be the value that was stated on the card, 364,440.
I second that motion.
Discussion? What's the discussion?
Well, I've got a sales letter on things like this.
I think the sales letter's irrelevant in this regard. She's not contesting the value that the county had on it. She's contesting the value that the county had on it after she got her notification of what the county said they had on it. We have a motion. We have a second. All in favor say aye. Motion stands. BOE number 332. This would be the Ashley and Jeff and Ashley Silverman's
yes.
property, Branson Cove condo units 10 to 14.
It was a house that was finished in November.
Okay. So I'm guessing this is a partial.
I don't have their card. So that one is, I can't tell you what it is.
Well, we have 213-740.
Okay.
And I'm sure that's only for part of the, you know, part of, because it's a new construction.
Right. And it's a small house. Four bedrooms.
Relatively. Yeah.
Compared to the rest.
Yeah,
yes.
I understand. at any rate, there's, you know, as far as a evaluation, anyway, I vote as far as the valuation on this, not classification, but, I would vote that we deny it just because it's got a fair partial value, unless there's another value that I'm not seeing.
Well, there's no issue with the card on this one, right? Okay.
That we know of. I make a motion that we deny this one.
Second.
All right. Motion, second. All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion stands. So you understand on that one, mm-hmm. that was part, so they're yeah. BOE number 334. This would be your cousin, I believe. Same last name.
Yes.
Yep. Mm-hmm. In Branson Canyon condo unit 61B. What do you have on your card?
She has 261,850 as the new value.
That is correct.
Okay.
So that just went up by the index.
So her card.
That's what we have.
So that one's correct.
That one, so that's what
okay.
we have.
Her card was correct. So I'm assuming she will withdraw her appeal in the valuation, not the classification.
She's residential.
That one is residential anyway, yep.
That's not commercial at all.
Okay, so we draw.
Okay, so it seems like the ones that were shifted over to commercial are having the issue with the card. That would answer why this card was okay. 166 Streamside Drive, BOE number 335.
That one has 287,410.
The valuation that the county has on that is 312,586.
So that would just be the index, but she did not get a notice apparently for the index increase.
And you've got.
But what do you mean? Oh, and. Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, I was going to say, you've got a copy of the card that confirms the 287,410.
Right.
Okay. Go ahead.
So was the index increase the 287, or was the index increase the 312?
Well, going from 287 to 312, that looks like the index, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it looked commercial.
But why did they, but they got a card of 287. Anyway. I make a motion that we change the value to $287,410 as it states on her card.
Second.
We have a motion. We have a second. All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Motion stands. BOE number 336, 180 Streamside Drive, Branson Canyon Condo, Unit 27. You have a card?
I do not have a card, but I guess she has the original
card
as well?
We'll have a card.
Okay.
So this one we've got, this one's right?
Mm-hmm.
255,800.
I think the motion that we set the new value at 255,800 is on the card.
I second that motion. All in favor state aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion stands.
Do you have any more, or is that all yours?
Josh Luttrell has one. I do not have his...